Hello, friends. Welcome back to another off-the-cuff ramble with me, FPL Mez. This is episode 5, and in today's episode, I'm going to be discussing with you how my game week 3 went. I captained Salah, but I also had Haaland in the team, so with a rank of 22k at the moment, I'm very happy with how my game week 3 went. I'm also going to be discussing with you my early transfer thoughts ahead of game week 4 and what I have planned for the international break as well. So grab your drinks and snacks or enjoy your walk and enjoy the episode as well. Before I cover off how my game week 3 went, I wanted to just introduce the new segment that I you know, decided to introduce when I did the game week 3 preview. So for my game week 3 preview, if you didn't catch that, there were some hilarious moments in that. I'll try and link in the stream in this part of the video as well. And for those of you that are tuning in via podcast, because I'm now uploading this as a podcast as well, I will try and link in the podcast episode as well for my game week 3 preview. There were some really good nuggets in there as well. I was joined by FPL Planner, who is a very good friend of mine over here in the Australian FPL community, and Karen as well, who's also a really good friend as well. And yeah, welcome to everyone that's watching live in YouTube chat. So great to see you. Hey, Katya, lovely to see you live as well. It's been a long time. It's been fantastic interacting with you on Twitter as well. So yeah, really appreciate you guys being there. So what we did in the previous stream and when we were previewing game week 3, I introduced a new segment called Punty McPuntface, and it was a really good opportunity to just pick a 1 week punt for game week 3, and planning to do the same when I have more guests on as well. There's no point in me doing it for myself because that's kind of boring. So maybe I'll change it up and do something slightly different with this as well when I'm not doing a stream with guests. So I'll see how that goes. But for Punty McPuntface for game week 3, these were the following punts that we had. So Tien had picked Andrew Robertson. Andrew Robertson, so formal. Andy Robertson. So Robbo is how I'm going to say it, but I love how there's like a formal name over here. Anyway, Robbo got 6 points, which has been pretty consistent. So I'm really gutted. And if you've been following my team and my journey on, the 24-25 season so far, I picked Kwanzaa as my Liverpool defender, and gosh, that's not gone down very well. Really frustrating having Kwanzaa in the team who's not really played much. I think he played like one half, and that's pretty much it. So that kind of sucks. So anyway, 6 points for Robbo. Fantastic pick there. Really good number of points. Well done, Tien, for that Punty McPuntface pick. Next, we had Curran. Curran had picked Muniz. And we talked at length about how Muniz is due a haul or a return of some sort. So he's got 2 points in the last game week. But he's also been only getting 2 points in the first two game weeks as well, which is a real shame. So completely agree, he's due a haul. I didn't go for Muniz in my team. I ended up going with Emil Smith-Rowe. Really glad that I went with Smith-Rowe in the team. It's such a pain that Muniz has not got that return. I went with Brian Mbeumo, massive like return from Brian Mbeumo. I think he was the pick of many people's game week 3. I think quite a few people went for him, which was interesting because obviously he had a really good fixture going into game week 3 with Southampton at home, but then he's got he's got City and then he's got Spurs next as well. So now, whilst I think Spurs is not necessarily a tough fixture, City obviously is. But look, as the talisman now and, Tony out as well, I think it's a really good pick. So I'm really glad that I went with Mbeumo there. What happens with these tallies and, the scores that we're picking and all of that? Not much. It's just a bit of fun. But maybe I'll make something out of it. Who knows? Depending on who I get sort of coming back and I don't know. We'll work something out, I'm sure. So there you go. Those were the Punty McPunt faces, and hopefully I'll do the same for the next guest that I'll have on the show, which is going to be ahead of game week 4. But look, without further ado, I'm going to jump straight into game week 3 and how my game week 3 went. And I'll sort of walk through how that had been going for me. It was a bit of a roller coaster. And a bit of a shout out to everyone that's in the chat as well. So FPL FOMO, great to see you. Yeah, completely agree. When you've had a good start, no injuries, yep. Bit of luck. It's not even a bit of luck. I actually think this game is a lot about luck, right? So I think we sort of refuse to believe that to some extent. You know, there's so much luck involved. I've been super lucky at the start of this season. I would say that I've not been very lucky at the start of last season, but then, you know, I'd like to think that I then sort of played to that to some extent anyway. Yep, Katia had Quanta as well. Not fun. Maniz too. Geez, yeah. And Ashley, yeah. Great to see you in the chat. We've been chatting a lot in the background about, you know, team value and all of that. It's just such a pain, right? It's really, really frustrating. And Tien, I'd like to think this is true, and I'll speak to that a little bit more, like some of the conversations I was having with Ash around like the captaincy pick. Yeah, it's been nuts. But yeah, no, great to see you guys in the chat. Really do appreciate it. And like I mentioned earlier, please do like, and if you're tuning in for the first time, please do subscribe. These are supposed to be very off the cuff. That's what it's about. Very, you know, informal. And not heavily data driven or anything like that. Pure vibes. And I have been playing pure vibes this season so far as well. So let's jump into it. So I'm using an online collaboration board where I get to put a whole bunch of post-it notes on a board and do it in a virtual way than sort of just the physical boards that I've been using. And actually, if I go to my original team, so I started the... I went into game week 3 thinking, yep, this was going to be my team. I made an early transfer. I don't normally make early transfers, so I'm really annoyed at myself that I did make the early transfer, because obviously, hindsight merchant, I took Murphy out, brought in Rodgers, and of course Murphy got a return. So anyway, I'll moan about that in a bit. But yeah, I made an early transfer, took out Murphy, brought in Rodgers. Seemed like a really good, really good, you know, pick there to go there. I mean, they were playing Leicester. Everyone was going Watkins. I was having major FOMO about Watkins. Didn't go there in the end. Made an early transfer. It is what it is. It's okay. But look, beforehand, these were the kind of thoughts that I had. So what I've been doing, like with this board as well, is like I've been capturing it when I'm, you know, saying that I'm capturing it. So where I say pre-game week thoughts, that's when I captured this as well. So right at the beginning, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to pop down some notes around this and then, yeah, work out what I want to, you know, what I want to do there. Hey, Mr. T, Tendai, great to see you. Good morning, afternoon and evening. Yep, definitely evening over here, and I'm onto the wine. What time is it there for you? Are you on coffee? Are you on afternoon drinks of some sorts as well? We love to do that over here in Australia. So I was thinking about captaining Mo. In fact, Mo was on my mind for majority of game week, ahead of game week 3. Even on my stream with Karen and Tien, I was kind of looking for moments to not captain Salah, just to kind of be talked out of it as well. But I just kept thinking about how much Salah loves playing United. And I love that fixture as well. It's just the one of the most biggest rivalries in the Premier League. And I, you know, absolutely love watching those matches, even though it's on at ridiculous o'clock. And it was, you know, so for me, it was, I think it was about 1:30 in the morning when that match was on. Or was it 1 a.m.? I'm not even sure. But I somehow, you know, well, I think when it's a Liverpool match and it's on that time and it's a rivalry match or a derby or something like that, I'll make sure I make myself available for it. So I did stay up for it. Look, ahead of the match, I was like, oh, it's got to be Mo. It's got to be Mo. And I've got Mo in the team, you know. And there's been a lot of conversation, you know, let's face it, there's been a lot of conversation about which premiums that you want to have in the team. And I think when you start sort of drafting your, you know, start of the season team to have Salah in there, you've got, you know, Haaland in there, and obviously Isak, you know, I captained Isak in game week 1 as well. There is a high chance that you're going to want to captain some of these other players as well, not just default captain Haaland all the time. And so whilst I had my captaincy on Haaland, I was seriously considering Salah all the way through. And mostly because, you know, I love Salah. Salah's been on form, and Liverpool have started really well this season as well. Slot's just got, has slotted in well. That's my first sort of, you know, dad mum joke, I guess, for this stream. I was thinking about it a lot. And I left it right till the last minute. And when I say right till the last minute, I think it was about 20 minutes out or 15 minutes out before everything crashes, you know, although there's not been many crashes this season so far, like in terms of deadlines. You never know. I probably shouldn't put that out into the universe. But yeah, look, I wanted to captain Mo, so ended up sort of switching it over, felt good about it. Thought to myself, the previous game week I had triple captained Haaland. So I was like, I'm living a little, I'm really enjoying this season so far. And I decided right at the start of the season as well that I'm just going to play for fun. I've really enjoyed, you know, playing FPL so far. It's my fourth season, so I was only going to play for fun anyway. The things that were frustrating me ahead of the game week was Quanta. So having Quanta in the team hasn't been fun. It's been very frustrating. I've had two price drops. It's been insane, you know, just kind of seeing that happen. But when I was looking at my team and prioritizing which players I wanted to get rid of and bring in, he was just at the bottom of that list. And, you know, if anything that I've learned playing FPL in the last couple of seasons is to be as patient as possible. And so, and not to necessarily chase those price drops and price increases as well. Like, I don't want to be bottlenecked or cornered into making those decisions in a rushed kind of way. So, yeah, I ended up avoiding it and it was super frustrating. So, yeah. So I was, like I said, I've just been capturing these things, you know, as I go. So look, at the 11th hour, I ended up sort of going with this team. So I captained, no other different, you know, changes there. Didn't really change the bench order either. And this was the team that I ended up going with. So my final team, and for those that are listening on audio, I had Henderson in goal. I had Porro, Gabriel and Robinson in defence. I then had Jota, Rodgers, ESR and Salah in the mid and with Salah captaincy. I then had Haaland, Isak and Havertz up front as my forward line. And on the bench, I had Bentley, who has no chance of playing. Well, never say never. Johnson, Winks and Quanta on my bench, which we knew as well. Actually, yeah, there was a slight chance that Quanta would have played. I don't know. Like, it's probably not actually. It was United, so maybe not. So the first thing I did when the game week had started was to go to Live FPL and have a look at what the hell my differentials, what the percentage was saying around differentials and my threats. And it was quite horrifying. So whilst my differentials were fantastic, so I had Salah, of course, at like 137.7%, you know, as a differential. I had Henderson, Gabriel, Havertz and Rodgers there as differentials as well. I was actually quite surprised about Havertz, come to think of it. He was like, you know, it was going to give me like plus 81.7%, which is great. But the threats is what horrified me. And of course, you know, Haaland was expected, but Raya 52% and, you know, Palmer at almost 50% as well. And Saka almost at 50% as well was a little bit worrying, a little bit alarming to see. So yeah, that had me a little bit worried, going into the game week. But look, I had a great game week. And whilst I'm not sort of thinking about ranks and things like that, and it's easy to focus on that. Like, I see people, I'm going to have a mini, I don't know, 30 second, a minute or so rant about like when people post their, how their, I don't know, their rank is looking mid game week is the most weirdest thing that I've seen. Like, I get it. Like, because, you know, Haaland scored a hat trick and don't get me wrong, I've got Haaland in the team. And so I was really happy about his hat trick as well. And yeah, I was worried. Of course I was worried. Like, I'm pretty sure my Apple Watch turned around and said, you know, breathe, because my heart rate had probably gone up. I'm not sure. I wasn't really watching the match. I'll be honest. I went to bed before, you know, watching the City match, because I knew I was going to be awake on Sunday night or Monday morning to watch the Liverpool match. But it's really, I find it really weird that people post their you know, their rank. I mean, so early on in the season, rank is not important. I'm a firm believer of, you know, not really focusing in on that. Even last season, I was talking about that and I had a terrible rank at the, you know, the start of last season, but I was still sharing my journey and talking about the highs and lows. And I really think that it's important to talk about the wins and, you know, the things that go wrong and learning from the things that go wrong as well. And if you've caught my streams previously, you know, I do a retrospective as well. So I'll probably do that around game week 9-10, you know, and I'll do it in sort of thirds ish, you know, throughout the season, where I look back at the last sort of, you know, 7 or 8-10 game weeks or so, and talk about what went well, what didn't go well, what would I, you know, do differently. And so, look, this time round, you know, I just find it really surprising that people are posting their ranks, you know, midweek when there's matches to go and big sort of, you know, captaincy shouts as well, like in Palmer and Salah as well. Anyway, rant over. That was a little bit longer than sort of 30 seconds to 60 seconds long. No, I just wanted to kind of make a point about ranks are not important at this stage. It's so early on in the season. And yes, I have had a good start, but it's so tightly squashed together. In fact, while I'm on the topic, I'm pretty sure I had it here somewhere. Yeah, there we go. So just for context, you know, obviously it's highlighted where, you know, where I'm sat and, you know, 10K is, yes, 6 points ahead of me, but 50K is 5 points less than where I am. And, you know, 500K is only 26 points. That's just a captaincy. That's a triple captaincy that I've already paid that someone else is probably going to play, you know, fairly soon, or in the double game week or whatever. So, yeah, it's really not important at this stage. Anyway, back to my team. So the team did all right. I got 86 points in total. Really happy with the score. Wasn't sure what to expect. Interestingly, when I look over here and have a look at what my safety score was, that's where I panicked a little bit, I have to admit. So I, went into the Chelsea match, which was like Sunday night for us over here in Australia. I went into that with a safety score of like 84 points there and was definitely worried at that point because I think, yeah, my points weren't very high and obviously my captain hadn't played as well. So I was a little bit worried. Henderson by sort of 4 point standards, that's pretty good. I don't know, like, have you got Henderson in your... Well, which goalkeeper do you have? And, you know, how's that been for you? Like, I'm really regretting having Henderson. But it is what it is. Again, you know, just having Henderson there, it sucks. I'm hoping that Crystal Palace will start to sort of, you know, play well. And they've got a good fixture coming up. So hopefully that will change. But Henderson did all right with 4 points. Porro, 1 point, not very good, but we'll hold on to him. Got Gabrielle there with 2-pointer. Robinson, yeah, fantastic. Really happy with that. Actually, Robinson's been a gift. Really happy with that pick at the beginning of the season. Really pleased that I went there. It was a bit touch and go. I was, you know, considering not bringing a Fulham defender in and just going with the attack. But yeah, happy that I went there. And I think he's in many teams now as well. And I'm sure many people had a bit of a surprise when Anderson made the move as well. And if you'd picked Anderson as your Palace defender, you welcomed a Fulham defender there by default. Jota didn't do great. Diaz did wonders. And there was moments where I was like, oh, should I have picked Diaz over Jota? So annoyed. There was a lot of managers I noticed that went with Jota and Diaz instead of going Salah. Now, whilst that's more than, you know, the price of Salah, obviously occupies two midfield spots and therefore you've got double the chance of, you know, getting points from a very sort of, you know, informed Liverpool side at the moment. So, yeah, really, really happy that I say really happy, but I'm happy that I went with Jota. He's getting the starts. I think we all thought maybe he wouldn't get the starts, but he is getting the starts at the moment. I'm sure that's going to change with UCL, but yeah, let's see. Look, at the moment, Diaz is getting the return. So yeah, fantastic, you know, for him, and really happy that he's still with us at Liverpool. There was a bit of speculation about him moving on. So yeah, really pleased that he's still around. Rodgers, FML. So Murphy got a return. This is where I'm going to rant. Let me take a swig of my wine first. So Murphy got a return. Murphy hasn't been playing that well. And, you know, he'd been getting the starts as well. And so when I saw, when I started watching that match, I saw that Murphy was benched. And I was like, oh, yeah, thank heavens. You know, I was going to say thank fuck. And I'm still going to say thank fuck. So thank fuck. I took Murphy out and I brought Rodgers in. Really happy with that. But Rodgers has got me 2 points. I really hope that Murphy doesn't come on. And then what happens? Murphy comes on and he gets an assist for the goal that Isak had. And don't get me wrong, like, I've got Isak in the team. So, Yeah, really happy that Isak got a return, especially because like Spurs were playing phenomenally. They played really, really well. And Newcastle were the side that I was deeply regretting having any Newcastle players in my team. Yeah, look, I was really annoyed that transfer didn't really work out. And so it's okay. I don't regret it. It's just, you know, frustrating when you make a transfer and they don't really return and the guy that you took out does return. So, yeah, not ideal. Just want to say a shout out to everyone that's listening. There's like 20 of you watching now. Please do like, please do subscribe if you haven't subscribed. I'm on like, according to the count that I see right now, I'm on like almost 500 subscribers. I think I'm like 7 away from 500. I'd love to be able to make it to 500 during the international break. It's a bit of a, yeah, a bit of a goal. Not usually the one to sort of go, please like and please subscribe constantly. But yeah, it's nice to have some goals and just kind of, you know, makes it all worth it. And great to have you all in the chat as well. So really appreciate you being there. So anyway, moving on. Rodgers, it's okay. Smith Rowe only got 2 points this time, but I'm really happy that I've got Smith Rowe over Maniz. I think, like, given that he's got returns already, like at the start of the season, I'm really happy with, you know, having him still. Salah, of course, you know, like watched that match and I just felt good about captaining Salah. I wouldn't have sort of suggested, I wasn't sort of, you know, shoving it down everyone's throats about captaining Salah. I wanted to captain Salah because I'm a huge Liverpool supporter and Salah loves playing United. And of course, we did not know that Haaland was going to get back-to-back hat-tricks as well. I mean, it's Haaland. It's possible. It can happen, of course. But given I triple captained Haaland as well, like my mindset was set on not captaining Haaland. And look, it was an away game, you know, for Haaland. It was an away game for Salah. And so when I was looking at the points predictions, which I don't obsessively look at, but I do look at it just to kind of get a bit of a sense check about, you know, how my players are looking, like especially from a captaincy point of view. If I'm making a captaincy pick between 2 to 3 players, then I will look at that. Had to definitely go there. So really happy with that. It was a bit touch and go. I mean, when he got the 2 assists, I was like, yeah, okay, carry on with the assists. It's okay. It's okay that you're not getting the goals. I'm happy for you to continue getting the assists. And we just looked really good against United. I'm not going to talk about that too much because, you know, obviously it's not as though United played shit or anything like that. I just think we played really, really well. And there was a bit of, you know, slip-ups there from United as well. But, you know, Salah just looks on form. You know, I was listening to, I can't remember which stream I was listening to or video on YouTube. It might have been Planet FPL guys, and you know, just don't know what's going on there with Salah at the moment. He just seems a lot fitter, he's moving better, and you know, he just looks great. I mean, he's always been in shape and he's always looking great in general, but I don't know, there's just something about the start of this season where he's just looking phenomenal. In fact, the whole team is looking really, really good. Robbo's looking great, Trent's looking great. Trent is the one player where I'm like, oh, I really need to bring him in. Why on earth didn't I just fit him in instead of Kwanzaa? But Liverpool are looking fantastic. And obviously they've got 2 great fixtures coming up. So I'm definitely going to be prioritising an additional playing Liverpool player instead of Kwanzaa that I've got on the bench. Just to wrap up how the rest of the team did. So Haaland got 17 points, matched Salah, really happy with that. Or Salah matched Haaland even, you know, because obviously the matches came the other way around. Yes, I was panicking ever so slightly, but it didn't stop me from enjoying the Liverpool match because I'm the type of FPL manager that, you know, yes, loves playing FPL, loves talking about, you know, FPL and decision making that I'm doing and, you know, transfers, all those types of things. Basically, these, you know, very off the cuff chats. If I'm watching a match, I enjoy the match. And yeah, occasionally I'll tweet about it. I won't sort of go, oh yeah, my, you know, player got this many points. I may tweet about that sort of afterwards. But I think it was very early, you know, to kind of make up your mind that, you know, Haaland was the winner, you know, of this game week. And good on you for captaining Haaland as well, because obviously there were other good captaincy picks as well. Watkins being another, Palmer, of course, you know, was a great captaincy pick as well. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous going into the Liverpool match that, you know, Salah wasn't going to get the returns, but hey ho, he did. Haaland, 17, great. Isak, 9 points. Love that. I mean, given that he got maximum bonus points for getting, you know, that that goal as well. I mean, Isak didn't look great. I mean, he looked okay, but Newcastle as a whole did not look great. So I wasn't sort of stoked about having Isak in the team. But I'll come to my transfer plans in a moment, and you'll see that. Yeah, I've sort of made a radical move. And as you can see, you know, I was thinking about do I get rid of Isak? Do I get rid of Havertz? So Havertz got 8 points. The Saka Havertz combination has been fantastic. I feel like they're on sort of equal number of points at the moment. I can't remember exactly how many points they're on. But yeah, it's more or less the same. But Havertz has been great. It's been a really good pick to make. I know a lot of managers have gone for, you know, a cheaper sort of forward option, but I decided to go for slightly sort of, you know, premium-ish options in my forward line to kick off the season. But yeah, maybe you know, I'll sort of, yeah, change that up, as you'll see in a moment. I'll pause there for a second, just say hi to everyone in the chat. Really great to see you all. Chaz, so just to answer your question, I had a really brief chat about that as my sort of, Mbeumo was my punty punt face pick from the last stream, so the guest stream that I had ahead of game week three. And really love him. I just thought he was great for the Southampton fixture. Next two, maybe not so much. Obviously, he's got City in game week five. Yeah, would definitely consider Mbeumo sort of moving forward. And I'll show you what I mean, like when I have a look at the fixtures and some of the players that I have as well. Thank you so much for subscribing, Bazamosa. Really love it. Thank you. Ija, sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. Great to see you in the chat as well. And yeah, thank you to everyone that has made it for the live chat this evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are. So what were some of my thoughts? So down here, I've just, again, sort of captured these very quickly as soon as the game week was over. I'll be honest, owning Haaland and Salah has paid off. I was a little bit hesitant doing that, a little bit nervous about sort of having them both because, of course, you know, two very expensive players. Oh, gosh, Twitter has been going absolutely mental about the price points, right? Especially Haaland's price point at being sort of 15 million or 15.2 million, I should sort of mention there. Yeah, look, I wanted to go there. And so, yeah, I've been playing it my way and hopefully you're all playing it your way as well. So I've had both. But it does mean that the rest of my players, as you can see there, I've got a couple of, you know, my bench is not that great. So it does come to the detriment of the rest of your fringe players that you have. And, you know, I've got Rodgers, who's 5 mil. I've got Smith Rowe, who's 5.5, or I think he's gone up in price ever so slightly. But yeah, it comes with limitations, right? My bench is weak. Yes, I still want Trent. I think I've been saying that in every video that I've done ahead of, you know, this particular stream. I still want Trent, would love to have Trent. Will likely be bringing him in. And look, you know, not captaining Haaland was terrifyingly fun. It was both, honestly. I, you know, was very nervous about it. Look, went with my gut with planning, captaining Mo, and have been, you know, very much going with my gut as well. So yeah, this season's about sort of not overthinking, playing with gut, and yeah, not sort of, yeah, not going with the herd mentality. I think I started off last season going with the herd mentality and, you know, regretted it deeply. So that was in regards to Trent, I think. That was like my couple of last sort of, you know, post-it notes there as well. Yeah, just almost got a goal. Kwanzaa has to go. And yeah, I'll come to the bit where I talk about my transfers in a mo as well. So yeah, I like looking at FPL optimized as well. So this is where I remember sort of, I don't really look at this during the game week, although I probably should, because it kind of gives me a sense of what's predicted for me based on those around me as well. So yeah, I probably should have, you know, had a look at it in between, but I just don't have time. Sometimes I just don't have time to kind of look at some of these things. And if I'm around, then I'm around. And I'm fully focused, but if I'm not, then I'm not, you know, and it's okay. It's same with these streams. They're off the cuff. I keep it sort of lightweight, simple, because yeah, I want to keep it as simple as possible. As soon as it becomes hard, then yeah, we don't want to do too much of that. So this is where I think Salah was popping off, around kind of here, because I remember sort of looking at this and thinking, what happened there? But yeah, that was like my captain sort of popping off there. Really pleased with that. But yeah, I love looking at a bit of data like this to give me a sense check of, yeah, where things are going. So if I go to my bus team, before I talk about... before I talk about my bus team, let me tell you, I already made an early transfer. I try not to make early transfers, but I wanted to either avoid a price drop or wanted to catch a price rise. And I know earlier in the stream I just said, oh, try not to focus on that, but my team value is absolutely shit right now. I think it's something like 100, just over 100 mil, which, look, I can't complain. We all start with 100 mil, right? But my team value is not looking very good. And I had two price drops with Kwanzaa. So a little bit of sympathy there for myself and, you know, my own fault. I probably should have gone Rico Lewis. And I was chatting to a couple of friends about that as well, where maybe we should have gone Rico Lewis. Yeah, I didn't. It's okay. Not regretting it, but could have happened. So yeah, look, I have gone early, but I haven't taken out Isak. And interestingly, when I was looking at Twitter, and Twitter is a bit of a bubble, let's face it, Twitter is a bit of a bubble. Everyone loves looking at what people are thinking, doing with their transfers, their moves, all of that. And yeah, look, Isak has been highly transferred out. However, he's got two good fixtures. Actually, let me just jump there right now and tell you what I'm thinking over here. So really quick sort of context to this, and those that are listening, I'm just looking at Lego Mane's hop on, hop off. I've just highlighted out, you know, game week 4 and 5. And I've just sort of, you know, mentioned where I'm going to be potentially wildcarding, which is around 6, 7, and 8-ish. You know, I'm not tying myself down too much, you know, on that. And what I've got is a couple of stars next to teams where I've got players already in the team, and I'm quite sort of happy with having some players with from those teams as well. So, you know, City, for instance, you know, I'm going to hold on to Haaland. I've only got Haaland. I've only had Haaland from the start of the season, and I'm going to hold on to Haaland through the rough patch. And then maybe I'll make a decision about getting rid of him. I'm not sure. Although now I'm looking at the game week 7 to 11 and thinking, 7 to 11? And then I'm thinking, what? Those are really good fixtures. So maybe I'm not getting rid of Haaland, right? So I'm just going to... actually, you know what? Let me just kind of make a note there. Don't bother getting rid of... Rod? Rid of Haaland. just because of that, yeah, I kind of need to put a note to myself there. Can't be doing that. But look, I've taken out Havertz because they've got the Spurs derby, which, look, it's probably going to be a goals fest, and maybe I'm going to regret not getting rid of Havertz there. But they've got City next as well, and if I'm thinking about wildcarding, I'm probably going to bring Saka in. Saka is just looking so good. So yeah, if there's anyone that I'd want to bring in, I'd probably want to bring Saka in. So yeah, I'll see how that goes. for the time being, Havertz is gone. Liverpool, of course, have got really two good fixtures coming up. So I'm, you know, definitely considering bringing in Trent. Trent has just looked so good. And then he had a goal disallowed as well. And oh gosh. Yeah. I think when that happened, I was like, no, I don't want to miss his like 15 point, you know, haul or something. And, but yeah, so look, Forest home, Bournemouth home, really good fixtures, looks really good. Villa, I do feel I have a little bit of FOMO not having Watkins, but Watkins being subbed off at the moment around sort of that 60-minute mark does make me a little bit nervous. So I'm happy to not go with Watkins. I have got Rodgers in the side there. Spurs, they've only got really the... look, Arsenal, I think there's going to be some goals there. There always is with a derby. It's super, you know, unpredictable when there's big rivalries and derbies to come there. But Brentford could be a really good fixture for them. So yeah, really, really hoping that, you know, I've only got Porro in the team there. So the reason why I didn't take out Isak was they've got Wolves and Fulham next. Now, whilst they're away fixtures for Newcastle, and they've not been great away, Isak is still getting some returns. They've not been fantastic, but he is still getting some returns. And you know, given that Wolves just conceded 6 goals the other game week 2 against Chelsea, I feel like they probably would have tightened up their defence, you know, to give them benefit of the doubt. They will probably tighten up their defence, and Fulham defence is decent as well. I just think that Newcastle will probably, I don't know, I guess I'm betting on Isak to get more points than Havertz, and that's what we're doing, right? Like, we're playing a game of chances and luck and, you know, sort of making best decisions based on fixtures and current sort of form as well. So look, Isak and Havertz are both on form. So when I think about like the players that I want to keep, then yeah, I'm thinking Isak at the moment, just because he's got two good fixtures despite being away fixtures at the moment. Palace have still got Henderson there, so happy with that. I've just brought in Pedro, as you saw, by taking out Havertz, so covering myself for the Ipswich and the Forest fixture there. And Fulham, I've still got Smith Rowe, and I've got Robinson there in goal as well. And look, I've put a star next to Ipswich as well, because I've got Johnson, although it just seems like Johnson's playing and not playing. I'm not sure what's going on with him. But yeah, you know, I'm going to keep him in the side, and maybe I get to play him, but good to have him on the bench nonetheless. So yeah, look, that's kind of what I'm thinking at the moment. So going back to my bus team, so, you know, these are the transfers that I'm considering at the moment. So let me just make sure that is appearing there on the screen. So the transfers I'm considering at the moment is taking out Kwanzaa, bringing in Trent. I haven't gone early on that transfer just because I've got a little bit of money in the bank now. I've got something like, I think after the transfer that I made, taking out Havertz to Pedro, it leaves me with about 2.9 mil in the bank, which is great, because if shit hits the fan, something happens during the international break, then I've got options, and I've got another free transfer as well. So I'm going into game week 4 with two free transfers, basically. So like I said, the move I've already made is Havertz to Pedro. Happy with that. But let's say I do make the Trent transfer as well. I'd have Henderson in goal against Leicester, and that's a home fixture. In fact, there's quite a few home fixtures coming up in the following game week. I'll have Gabriel in defence. I'm not too sure about that. So let me know what you think in the chat, actually. I'd love to get your perspective on this. And this is why, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this as a live stream rather than a video. I'd love to get your perspective on Gabriel versus Porro for the upcoming, you know, Spurs versus, you know, Arsenal derby. What do you reckon? Is the better sort of, you know, defender to play? Obviously, Porro is a lot more attacking. There is also, you know, attacking threat there from set pieces, especially from Gabriel. So yeah, definitely sort of, you know, something I've been considering. Trent, so Chaz, you're asking if I considered Robertson as an alternative. Yes, I do love Robertson. He's been playing really, really well, and could have had two goals game week before, so game week 2 against Brentford. Really good chances, some two big chances I think he missed, unfortunately. Definitely on my mind, and yeah, possibility. In fact, I might just kind of put a note to myself for that point exactly as well. So let me just grab that in there. Trent or Robbo? I think I need to be realistic that if I want some money left in the bank, because if I go for Trent, it means that I only have 0.2 mil left in the bank. So might not be the best option if I want options for game week 5. But given I'm thinking about wildcarding around 6, 7, 8, I don't want to tie myself down to exactly when I wildcard, but if I'm thinking about that, so just to kind of show you my hop on, hop off, if I'm thinking about wildcarding around sort of here, game week 6, 7, 8, then yeah, I'm going to have to definitely sort of consider that. Yeah, I'll see how that goes. Great to see you, Dheeraj. Yes, game weeks 4 and 5. Huh? you're saying you're worried for Gordon. He needs to come good versus Wolves. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, he's been playing on and off, you know, at the moment. But hopefully should be all right. Just going back to the chat as well, just making sure I haven't missed too many conversations there as well. Let's see. Quite bizarre how teams have back-to-back home and away. Yeah, home and away fixtures. Yeah, for 5 and 6. Yeah, yeah, really funny. That's really good. Yeah, I didn't realize that, but yeah, it looks like a good set of fixtures coming up for game week 4 and 5 for the home and away. So going back to my bus team, Yeah, that's what I'm thinking there in defence. So I'll have probably Trent or Robbo coming in. Robinson against West Ham, which is a home fixture for Fulham. I think that should be a really fun fixture to watch, actually, because, West Ham, Fulham, I feel like they're kind of equal-ish. So, yeah, that could be a fun fixture to watch. Jota, not going to get rid of Jota at the moment. He's getting the starts. Looks like a good shout to have. Not going to switch over to Diaz. I've seen a few sideways sort of, transfers being made. I don't like doing sideways transfers. So, yeah, I'm definitely not going to go there and do that. Same with ESR against West Ham. Happy with that. It's a home fixture. My captaincy looks like it's on Salah at the moment against home to Forest. Maybe, maybe not. I'm going to leave that a little bit last minute. I might be doing what I did exactly in game week 3, which is switch it over at the 11th hour to Haaland against Brentford. Could he get a hat-trick of hat-tricks is what I'm thinking. And it's definitely a possibility for a hat-trick of hat-tricks. So I am seriously considering captaining Haaland in game week 4. Isak, obviously, I've kept hoping that he'll get a return against Wolves, hoping Wolves' defence hasn't been sorted out. Let's see what happens there. And then I brought in João Pedro as well. So the reason why I went João Pedro was because of the pens, although I was looking at a message that one of our FPL Australia community members, who does a fantastic podcast actually with, so Andrew from FPL SideNet, who does a podcast with Peterson as well, really good podcast if you haven't checked that out already. So he mentioned that there's been very few penalties being taken at the start of the game, start of the season. So first 3 game weeks, I think other seasons. In fact, I'll quickly read it out. I'll see if I can find it on my phone because I haven't got it open on a tab. So Andrew had said that, I think it was Baker from Above Average podcast. I think it said that pens after game week 3. So there's been, since 2019 to 2020 season, there's been like 8, 29, 7, 12 penalties taken between, after game week 3, basically, or around that game week 3 mark. And so far this season, there's only been 2 penalties taken. So I went with some of the penalty takers in the side. So obviously not going only Jota, I went with Salah as well. I didn't necessarily think about that. Obviously, I love Salah, so brought Salah in. But I went with João Pedro over Welbeck, for example, because he's the pen taker. At least I think he's still the pen taker. I'm not sure if he is. But yeah, I went with Pedro because he's a pen taker. But there's not been that many penalties, so which is really interesting going into game week 4. And should we be considering that? Maybe it's just a random thing. And I think, Andrew was saying exactly that. Maybe it's a little bit random. But Isak is a pen taker as well, Haaland pen taker. So yeah, happy with the picks that I've got there so far going into game week 4. And yeah, look what I'm thinking at the moment. Just looking at the chat again on YouTube. So Diraj, you're playing Gab and Porro as my options on bench, Konsa, Harwood, Bellis. Yeah, fair enough. Just going up, I think, did anyone sort of mention who I should do? Potshot Porro looks good, but I suspect Gabriel will get more returns over the run of games. Yeah, I don't know. I think this is probably going to be the final kind of, I think the captaincy pick and the Gabriel or Porro pick is going to be, I would normally pick Porro, I think, given it's a home fixture, that's where my mind is going. But my heart says go with Gabriel because Arsenal is the better defence. So, but Porro is so attacking. So yeah, so it's probably going to be a last minute sort of decision for me on that. Before I sort of wrap up the stream, I wanted to just have a look at this amazing chart that FPL Radar do, under the radar even. So last season I had I had Wrangler, who does a lot of work with, well, he's part of FPL Under the Radar as well. It was really good chatting to him how they you know, work on these data sort of visuals and charts and graphs and things like that. So yeah, really fantastic. The one that came out, I think it was today, this one came out. So basically it's the expected goals involvement game week 1 to game week 3 for those that are listening. I'm really sorry that you're not going to be able to see this chart if you're only looking at only listening to the podcast version of this stream. Yeah, hopefully you can go and find it under the radar. So what I've done is put some stars against the teams that where I've got players in the team. So you can see there right at the top, you've got, you know, Liverpool in terms of goals involvement, Salah and Jota having, you know, Diaz obviously in the middle there, you know, with a lot of goals in involvement. But you can see I've put stars next to the players that I've got. So, you know, I've got Salah there, I've got Jota there, I've got Haaland who comes up next. And where I've put this shocked face emoji at the moment is where I don't have any players. And yeah, quite surprised to see that, you know, between game week 1 and 3, that there's been this many like teams that have had high goal involvement. So you've got Bournemouth there with Semenyo and Travenier, and then you've got, you know, United with Bruno, Garnacho, Rashford having, you know, goal involvements there. Brighton, Mitoma, Minte, Welbeck, ahead of, you know, João Pedro even. Yeah, really interesting to see that. And then, you know, Chelsea, you've got Palmer, Jackson and Madueke, who's got, you know, lots of goal involvement there as well. And I don't have anyone from those teams. And am I slightly worried about that? Yes, a little bit worried that I don't have anyone, you know, from those teams. So, you know, looking at the hop on hop off there, you can see there that the two sort of highlighted game weeks that I'm looking at, so game week 4 and 5, as we're sort of going into that, Chelsea have got two good fixtures. So they've got Bournemouth and West Ham, whilst they're a bit away fixtures. Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous not having any Chelsea players there in the team. United, they've got Southampton and Palace. And again, you know, a little bit nervous not having a Bruno. Bruno's really highly owned there. Trying not to think about, you know, EO too much, but again, you know, I'm sort of missing some of the opportunities here. Bournemouth, I'm not too worried about. Who else was on that list there? Villa. And so yeah, Villa's got Everton and Wolves and their home fixtures. Villa are pretty good at home. So yeah, just having Rodgers in the team there, I should probably put a star next to that now. Let me just grab that. There we go. So having Rodgers in the team, is that enough? Am I going to have Watkins form FOMO? Probably. I probably will. So, yeah, a little bit nervous about that. Isak, look, in terms of goal involvement, fairly low down. I mean, you've got Arsenal, Tottenham and, you know, Brentford ahead of, in terms of goal involvement there, ahead of, you know, Newcastle in this table. Even Forest are way ahead, you know, compared to Newcastle in terms of goal involvement in the first three game weeks, you know, with Wood and Morgan Gibbs-White. Really good, you know. So I don't have any of these players. In fact, what is going on with Forest? Obviously, I know that they're playing Liverpool. But Forest have got, they've got Brighton away. Yeah, I don't know. Brighton's pretty good. But yeah, that again is a bit of a similar-ish kind of, you know, fixture. Maybe they'll ship a goal or two. Who knows? So this chart has been really useful to look at in terms of decision making around, you know, what game weeks we've got coming up and what matches are, you know, home away sort of matches there as well in terms of decision making. But as mentioned, I'm probably going to bring in Trent. So I'm going to be taking Quanta out. So Trent or Robbo. And you can see Robbo's sort of had some goal involvement there. Interestingly, Szoboszlai immediately after Trent there in terms of goal involvement. So yeah, maybe Szoboszlai is an alternative option, you know, like in mid, if you don't want to go Diaz, can't afford Diaz. I think Szoboszlai is about 6.5 mil. So if, you know, around that price point, could be pretty good. But I don't know. I was chatting to FPL Crisis earlier about double Liverpool defense instead of double Liverpool attack going into the slightly good, you know, fixture run that Liverpool have. And I really love that. I really love the Robbo and Trent pick instead of, you know, going. So if you've got Jota, instead of getting Salah, is it sort of going two defenders? Maybe. I just think that there's, you know, I mean, we've been keeping three clean sheets, which is, fantastic. I mean, that's so unlike Liverpool. And I'm going to quickly, you know, I regret putting that out into the universe, because now that I say that, they're probably going to lose their clean sheet going into game week 4. Look, I really hope not. They're really good fixtures. So yeah, hopefully it'll be okay. But yeah, great chart. Really useful to look at this. And, you know, I was able to pull it into my board and just kind of look at it as a whole. And so I'm just going to show you what this board looks like for context. And those that are listening, I'm just using this visual and you can see what they've, you know, the other sort of game weeks and when I did the stream, how that sort of visual sort of came together. But yeah, just kind of summarizing my game week 3. Had a great game week 3. Rank is not important, but sitting at 22K-ish, happy with that. Good start to the season, 86 points. Made an early transfer. Qantas de la Pain, going to take him out. Happy with the team so far. Not panicking too much. Not trying to have too much FOMO. And yeah, so just like going back to my bus team, this is what my bus team is probably going to end up looking like. Trent's playing all over the place, you know, and I love it. Love to see it. So yeah, that's probably what I'm going to end up with going into game week 4. So that's pretty much it. I always find that I get very rambly when it's a stream and I'm interacting with you guys in the chat. So thank you so much for being in the chat. Really great to have some of the questions and things or comments coming up as well. Great to get your perspective. Colm, thank you so much for tuning in, but also for this week, the Porro versus Gabriel is a coin toss for me, but in the long run, Spurs games look better. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be taking out Gabriel or Porro. I don't think they're going to be a transfer out for me right up until the wild card. Even sort of wild card, I'll probably be keeping them in the team as well. I'm not keen on sort of removing one or the other at the moment. But yeah, I think in terms of playing, who do I play in game week 4? Definitely on the fence with that because, I feel like I should play Rodgers ahead of a defender, and I feel like I should play Smith Rowe ahead of a defender as well. And yeah, there's nobody else in that side where my side at the moment where I'd probably consider benching. Maybe Robinson. I don't know. Do we think that West Ham will get some goals? Probably. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I haven't decided. Anyway, let me know what you're thinking about your transfers. Am I mad for going, taking Havertz out? And it's crazy because I'm seeing so many managers bring Havertz back into their side. So yeah, or not back in as such, but transferring him in. And, you know, I was chatting to a friend of mine, Ellie, who is on wildcard at the moment, and she's like, oh, I'm thinking about bringing Havertz in. And I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I'm taking him out. But you know, she's also got Palmer in the side, so I'm getting some serious FOMO there as well. So yeah, look, that's what I'm thinking at the moment. With my game week 4, really happy with where things are at the moment. So yeah, I'll see how it goes. But to wrap up, thanks again to everyone that's in the chat. Please do like and subscribe. If you're tuning in for the first time, I will link in the video that tells you a little bit more about my show and also about me as well. Really appreciate you being there. Great to interact with you all. Just to kind of, you know, what's coming up during the international break, I'm probably going to be looking out for some of the price drops and increases, making sure I can get Trent in because it's really tight for me. I think I've got only like 0.2 mil to sort of, you know, move around with. It's not much. So yeah, I'm going to have to be careful. Obviously, what you saw on the screen there when I was showing you my game week 4 team, it said sort of 0.1 mil, but yeah, I think I've only got like 0.2 or something like that. So it is pretty tight. So I'm going to have to probably go early if I see Trent going up and Quanta going down again as well, which would be awful. So I'm not going to stick around for that. I'm definitely going to make the move early if I need to. But I've got Bucks coming on off the cuff ahead of game week 4. So Bucks, if you don't know, Bucks is a fantastic FPL manager over from New York. He is one of the hosts for the Press Play podcast that they do over there. So the US FPL community, and they run the US league over there as well with Black Wolf and also Chin Nation, I think is his handle. So yeah, really looking forward to having Bucks on the show and to chat more FPL and ahead of game week 4 and what a little bit more about Bucks and how the guys are doing in the States as well. I don't often get to have the guys from the States on my stream just because of the time difference. And so, yeah, that stream's going to be a pretty late one over here for us in Australia. It's probably going to be like a midnight one. But it should work really well for the guys in the States and of course, everyone else that's in between as well. So that's what we've got to look forward to and might squeeze something else in between as well. Let's see, you know, I'll keep you posted on Twitter and on YouTube as well. So thanks again for tuning in. Enjoy your international break. Let me know what you're planning to do during international break. Are you on wildcard? If you are on wildcard, let me know. Love to chat about your wildcard and what you're thinking as well. Let me know what you think about my transfers. Yeah. Love to sort of, you know, chat more in the chat. So leave me a comment. I always reply to the comments. But yeah, great to have you again. And please do like and subscribe. And yeah, really appreciate it. Take care. And yeah, catch you in the next one fairly soon. See ya. Bye.